I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here's your 3-Minute Reset. Today I'm thinking about the idea of God's will. And it's all good. Whatever God wills is good. And there's a prayer around mercy and the seeking of God's mercy. And at the end it says, God, help me always to delight in your will, because that is love and mercy itself. And for people that are in the working world, we're always trying to accomplish things, and we have goals and intentions and things we want to happen. And we have this in our families and our personal lives as well. And I think it's really good to have those goals. But so often, our intentions don't yield exactly what we want. Sometimes they turn out to be something completely different than we want. And I know it's easy to lament that and to see that as disappointment. But one of the most powerful things about being a follower of Jesus is to know that whatever ultimately happens when our intentions are pure is good and to be delighted in. And what a wonderful thing to know that whatever actually occurs is God's will. And that is the most loving and merciful thing he could give us. And what a guarantee for not living in despair.
And that's a hard pill to swallow when you think about death, for instance, right? But God is love, and the only motive he's capable of is love. And that's not to say that he inflicts pain upon us, but there's times where he lets us experience pain and ultimately will let us die. I had an experience, it was pretty heavy. This past year, I was in Central America, my family on a vacation, kind of a risky vacation spot. The hospitals weren't great. And my wife started having symptoms of appendicitis. And we're driving to the hospital and we're in traffic. And we literally were praying like, okay, I don't know what's going to happen right now. Thank God it wasn't appendicitis. But we did pray out loud and reminded ourselves in our prayer, okay, Lord, whatever happens, your only motive is love, because you love us and you are love. And his will isn't always fun. And I didn't know how that was going to end or pan out. But it's such a comfort to know that whatever happens in the grand scheme of things, when you look back on your life on this earth a billion years from now, from heaven, you'll see how it all tied together. And it helps you face even the greatest chaos and pain with some degree of peace to remind yourself of that fact.
Yeah, I always say to people who are struggling, and I need it to be said to me too, because I forget. When I'm going through something difficult or somebody else's, I always say, if you knew that God was with you and he knew exactly what was going on, and he was with you through it all, and he understood, how would that make you feel? And they're like, yeah, I could probably deal with anything if I knew that that's what God had intended and he was with me in it. And yet that is true. And yet it's so easy to forget that when it happens to us. It's easy to remind others when it happens to them.
Well, let's pray. Lord, help us to trust you, that whatever we're facing in life or whatever we face in the future, that you are love and your only motive is love. And that in the end, all things work out for the good for those who love and serve you. And help us to face life with the peace that flows from that knowledge, from that faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.